Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Psalm 10, Jeremiah 14 verses 19 to the end, and John 5 verses 1 to 18. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Our Gracious God.
And our psalm today is Psalm 10. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. Why stand so far off, O Lord? Why hide yourself in time of trouble?
The wicked in their pride persecute the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes they have devised.
The wicked boast of their heart's desire, and the covetous curse and revile the Lord.
The wicked in their arrogance says, God will not avenge it. In all their scheming, God counts for nothing.
They are stubborn in all their ways, for your judgments are far above, out of their sight. They scoff at all their adversaries.
They say in their heart, I shall not be shaken. No harm shall ever happen to me.
Their mouth is full of cursing, deceit and fraud. Under their tongue lie mischief and wrong.
They lurk in the outskirts, and in the dark alleys they murder the innocent. Their eyes are ever watching for the helpless.
They lie in wait like a lion in his den. They lie in wait to seize the poor. They seize the poor when they get them into their net.
The innocent are broken and humbled before them. The helpless fall before their power.
They say in their heart, God is forgotten. He hides his face away. He will never see it.
Arise, O Lord God, and lift up your hand. Forget not the poor.
Why should the wicked be scornful of God? Why should they say in their hearts, you will not avenge it?
Surely you behold trouble and misery. You see it and take it into your own hand.
The helpless commit themselves to you, for you are the helper of the orphan.
Break the power of the wicked and malicious. Search out their wickedness until you find none.
The Lord shall reign forever and ever. The nations shall perish from his land.
Lord, you will hear the desire of the poor. You will incline your ear to the fullness of their heart.
Give justice to the orphaned and oppressed, so that people are no longer driven in terror from the land. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. When wickedness triumphs and the poor are betrayed, come to your kingdom, strong and holy God. Destroy the masks of evil and reign in our broken hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. And on Old Testament, taking from Jeremiah.
Starting at Jeremiah 4, starting at verse 19 until the end. My anguish, I writhe in pain. Oh, the walls of my heart. My heart is beating wildly. I cannot keep silent, or hear the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Disaster overtakes disaster. The whole land is laid waste. Suddenly, my tents are destroyed, my curtains in a moment. How long must I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good. I looked on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and lo, there was no one at all, and all the birds of the air had fled. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end. Because of this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above grow black. For I have spoken, I have purposed, I have not relented, nor will I turn back. At the noise of the horseman and archer, every town takes to flight. They enter thickets, they climb among rocks. All the towns are forsaken, and no one lives in them. And you, O desolate one, what do you mean that you dress in crimson, that you deck yourself with ornaments of gold, that you enlarge your eyes with paint? In vain you beautify yourself. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. For I heard a cry as of a woman in labour, anguish as one bringing forth her first child, the cry of the daughter Zion, gasping for breath, stretching out her hands. Woe is me, I am fainting before killers. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. New Testament taking from the Gospel of John.
John 5, verses 1 to 18. Just minimise you a minute. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there was a pool called in Hebrew Bethzatha, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralysed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he'd been there a long time and said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said this to you, 'Take up and walk'?" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. Therefore, the Jews started persecuting Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is still working, and I also am working." For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but he was also calling God his own Father, thereby making himself equal to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Jump in with your own thoughts. The kind of two things that for me draw my attention is this last sentence. I never thought about this saying from the Jews that they wanted to kill Jesus because just by calling God his Father, it was making himself equal to God. And it made me think, well, Jesus encourages us in the Lord's prayers to call God our Father. Not for us to make us equal to God, for we are not like Jesus. Jesus was God enfleshed, but to show how close through him we are called to be. We can come to God and call him our Father, in the same way that Jesus called God his Father, and have that closeness of relationship. It only happens if we come through Jesus in his name. And his name means we come to God to bring his intention and his desire. So we don't ask God like a slot machine and, oh no, we are best friend of God and whatever we ask, he will give us. That's not the idea. We are actually called to discern the ways of Jesus in our lives, in our community, in our church. Mm-hmm. And when we are one with that, we can ask, because that's God's intentions, to bring about his kingdom here on earth, as it's already fully expressed. So it's all about the reality of we can have that kind of closeness, but for that we also need to be one with his intentions and desire, with his idea of the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. And the other one was the faithfulness of God. In the psalm, it starts with, Lord has never failed those who seek you. And then the whole psalm is quite a depressive psalm. But I thought, how many people on earth are actually living that at the moment? Destructions and wars, their own housing completely destroyed, to the point that even animals are not present anymore, such devastation. And it just, the picture I have is Gaza at the moment. I can't even start imagining what it means to be in that place where, according to the news, more than 90% have completely been destroyed. And what does it mean for them to hear that sentence? Those in faith, those who maybe have the Christian faith, that God will never fail those who seek him. And how do we pray for them? And there are times it feels like, well, in the New Testament also, this man was, I think he was unwell for sick for 30 something, 38 years. Why did God not intervene sooner? Sometimes we carry pains and difficulties and challenges for many, many years, and we ask, how many more years? And Job is about similar. Why did he have to suffer? Some of those questions, I think it's not the answer that we need. What we need to know is that God cares, God sees, God knows, and he can give us the strength today, even if our circumstances don't change. But also at times they do change, like for this man after 38 years. And what surprises me is that it doesn't seem to be anything to do with his faith. He didn't even know who Jesus, who that person was, and yet he was healed. And so the grace of God, can we also continue to trust in the graciousness of God, and that God, despite our circumstances and despite the reality of our times, want to be gracious and good towards us. Some of my thoughts for the day.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.